Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from the healthyamerican.org. Imagine, if you will, being fired from your job because you simply wanted to breathe oxygen and you didn't want to undergo the nasal swab assault, which basically is like an illegal search and seizure. And some would rightly say that it is assault and battery on your very own body. Imagine if your employer required you to sleep with your boss in order to keep your job, or if you had to undergo an abortion in order to get medical care, or you had to have a vasectomy or donate a kidney in order to go to work. Well, my friends, there's nothing different in these examples than what people were going through over the last several years, being intimidated and coerced and threatened and fired from their job for not doing anything other than standing up for their rights. So over the years, we're going on 5 years now, I actually established the Healthy American as a way to educate people, to inform them, inspire them, and empower them to take action to stand up for their rights. So many people said, Peggy, I knew something was going on, but I didn't know what to do. And thank you for educating me and showing me the way. So I want to show you this video that I did all about Kaiser. And Kaiser is of top of mind because Kaiser is now inviting their fired employees back because they don't have enough healthcare workers. Gee, who'd have thunk that would happen? Well, I thunk it. And I did a video here and I will leave a link for you. Yes, I'm going to leave that expression up because that's exactly how I felt about all of their absolute ridiculous questions and how they were just violating the law left, right, and center. This video has 240,000 views, and I am so grateful that I have helped hundreds of thousands of people learn about their rights and stand up against their employer. So before we go any further, let me thank the sponsor of the video. Then we're going to dive right back in. I've got two emails that I want to share with you from Healthy Americans about what they've been going through. The shenanigans continue and people are still reaching out for my help. So let's go over to noblegoldinvestments.com. I'm so grateful for this sponsor. They've been with me from the beginning. This is a family-run business, and gold has been on an unstoppable run. It's gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years, almost 20% in the last 12 months alone. So it is happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar. U.S. treasuries are buying more gold. And the good news is that gold is predicted to rise even more, going up to $5,000 an ounce, according to the investment bank UBS. And Noble Gold Investments phone has been ringing nonstop because everybody wants to protect their investment and their retirement with gold. So you can do the same. Give them a call here, 877-646-5347, and find out how Noble Gold Investments can help you secure some gold to protect your future. From day one, you work with the same dedicated all-American expert, yes, located in the United States. So whether you are a beginner or an experienced investor, Noble Gold Investments will make sure that you get all the help you need. This is the only gold company that I trust. And of course, there's always a risk of investment. There's no guarantee of any kind, but find out from the experts yourself. And this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you a free 1/4 ounce gold standard coin if you open a qualified account. NobleGoldInvestments.com. I will have a link for you in the description box below. Friends, I cannot believe, well, I guess I can, that people are still being persecuted for simply wanting to keep their bodies pure, not undergo any forced medical intervention, breathe oxygen, and just do their job. I've got to share with you these emails that are still coming in. And my husband, Pastor David, and I are constantly counseling and coaching and educating people on their God-given rights and how to express them so that they can stand up against these evildoers. We are helping so many legal immigrants seek their legal immigration status. And I'm very happy to say that our track record is batting 100 or batting 1,000, however the expression goes. Because believe it or not, the federal government is actually following the law. It's these companies that are really turning the screws on their employees. And as I say, really screwing their employees. So this came in from a supporter over at Substack. And I am so grateful. This is from Adriana. I've got Barbara on board. And these are individuals that have upgraded to a paid subscription. Everybody gets the same content, but those who are donating are invited to our monthly webinar. It's private. Last month, we had Amanda Vollmer on as our guest speaker. Coming up, we're going to be having Dr. Sam Bailey and other guest speakers, as well as myself and my husband, Pastor David, as we encourage, support, and really develop our Healthy American community in this private setting. So let me share my screen. And here are a couple of comments that just came in. I like this one from Barbara. She said, your dedication to educating your listeners to the truth during these past years has been inspiring. Thank you, Barbara. She said, I just watched your videos on animal cocktails and on the loss of your two fur babies. Thank you so much, Barbara. I'm so sorry. I know how it feels. There is a hole in your heart to lose a beloved pet. Yes, they are our family members. She says, she has lost her husband to cancer before all the hogwash, but possibly from Roundup, and both of her parents are gone and no family. And that's why Barbara's here as a part of our Healthy American community. We are like a family here. And Adriana said, Peggy, I supported your amazing work because your videos have helped me more than the retained attorney. That's what I want to talk about. Where are these attorneys and why can't they do their job? She writes, I paid my attorney $6,000 and I truly know that payment and more. She don't quite exactly, that might've been a typo, but she says, I wish I can get a refund and deposit that amount to you. At the moment, that's not possible, but I know that God will provide and I have your amazing help in mind constantly. Thank you. All right. I just wanted to share that with you because I have another email that came in and this woman wrote and she said, hi, Peggy, I hope you're doing well. In December of 2021, I was fired for refusing to continue to undergo the nasal swab assault that they required of me as a condition of employment because I was not a human pincushion. Against my wishes, I got tested weekly for almost 5 months. I'm so sorry that she did that because I was afraid of losing my job and I didn't have education about my rights or about how to proceed. Unfortunately, I found your videos too late. Isn't that sad? But I'm glad that she found me now and she's reaching out to me for help. She said, I ended up filing a claim with the EEOC and I got the right to sue. It took me more than a year to get a lawyer. Now, listen to this. She says, no lawyer would take the case. And even though I know I have, and I know I have everything against me, my employer was Puerto Rico's biggest bank. And of course, you know that lawyers don't want to take the cooties related cases. She says, I was able to start out with a federal lawsuit, but my lawyer has done an awful and very poor job. Maybe it's my imagination, she writes, but I believe he was bought off and he is working against me. He doesn't defend me. He has barely done anything. He ignores my emails. He doesn't keep me informed or explain anything to me. And he hasn't even told me that a summary judgment had been requested, and et cetera, et cetera. She said, my ex-employer's attorneys have already requested a summary judgment, meaning to dismiss her case. And the deadline for my lawyer to answer is tomorrow. About 2 weeks ago, I asked my lawyer to send me a draft of his response as soon as possible before he submits it. He still hasn't sent me anything. I'm pretty sure my lawyer will do a terrible job, and I'm afraid his poor response will make me lose my case. I've been unemployed since 2021. I've been depressed. I can't find a job. I've been looking. I already spent the little savings I had, and I have credit card debt, and I don't have any money to pay you. So basically, I'm going to help her for free. And I'm not an attorney, but I'm going to look over her case because I cannot stand to see people suffer. I hear this day in, day out, all day, every day of people giving their money to attorneys who haven't done anything. I just got another one that my assistant sent me from someone else saying I spent $6,000 on another attorney or however many thousands of dollars who isn't even replying to me. And now I need your help, Peggy. This really boils my blood that these attorneys are either inept, they're incompetent, or they are intentionally slimy. That's all I can say. It really rubs me the wrong way. And she's on a deadline here, still has not heard from the attorney and is turning to me for help. I wish she had reached out to me sooner. I'm going to do what I can on this tight deadline. But it puts me in mind of the free videos, many videos. I had well over 1,000 videos. They all are over at peggyhall.tv. And many of them are still on BitChute. You can find them there. But I've had so many free educational videos like that one I showed you, 240,000 views. I had another video, which is no longer on YouTube. I had to take it down for strike reasons, but it is still over at BitChute. It also had hundreds of thousands of views where I helped Southwest airline employees keep their job and actually overturn the ridiculous, illegal, immoral, and unethical, unthinkable requirements that that CEO had imposed upon its employees because of the work that I did. Even though Southwest was the airlines that kicked me off in 2020, would not let me even step a foot onto the plane because I was breathing oxygen. I spoke about that at length many times, but I do not hold grudges. I welcome everyone on board and I want to educate everyone. Now, here's where the rubber meets the road. Here comes an email from a healthy American who is telling me that Kaiser is now asking for the employees that were fired to reconsider and come back to work. You tell me if that is something that you would do. Check it out. Here it is. I've got a screen grab of this email where the woman's name is blocked out. This was May 17th. We're writing to let you know that there has been a change. Oh, a change in the Kaiser Permanente cooties pincushion requirement for workforce members that may impact you. As you may recall, the federal government and various state and local entities required the pincushion status for, among others, healthcare workers during the hogwash. Well, yeah, how's that for kicking the can down the road? It was Kaiser who was requiring it because plenty of federal employees got their exemptions thanks to the work that I did educating people. And I will close out this video in a few minutes showing you a list of many of the federal agencies and others where people worked and I helped them keep their jobs. Kaiser was the worst of the worst of the worst, because they have been promoting this. Of course, they want people to be human pincushions. That's going to keep their client base coming in, right? Sick patients, more medicines, more testing, more hospital time. It's a perfect racket, isn't it? Oh, Kaiser knows exactly how I feel about them. So it says now, due to changes in the federal, state, and local requirements for pincushion status, and among other reasons, meaning they no longer have enough employees, the policy has been revised effective February 1st, 2024, and therefore becoming a human pincushion and taking the cocktail is no longer required as a condition of employment. Well, isn't that nice? Except for all the people that are no longer with us because they went along with it against their better wishes, because they were coerced and intimidated by this sea of evil. We understand that your employment at Kaiser may have ended because of your non-compliance, even because they stood up for their rights. Oh yeah, I'm having a rant, all right. Given the revision to the policy, we wanted to inform you that you are eligible for rehire. Well, you know what? I would do this with this, and I think that's exactly what this woman did with it. Yeah, you can think exactly what I would do with this letter. And I hope, just like the federal government with their military, where they also sent out a letter saying, oh, guess what? You can come back now, even though everybody else became a human pincushion and you didn't. Yeah, I guess we were wrong and we want to hire you now. Well, I would not go to work there, but I would ask for all of the back pay. And I would ask for a personal handwritten apology and a video where the CEO comes on screen and says, I was wrong. You did not have to become a human pincushion. And furthermore, Peggy Hall was right. And the Healthy American, all of that teaching that she delivered was correct. And we are going to follow those Title VII laws that she's been teaching about. That's what I would like to see on that Kaiser website. Well, guess what? Although I am breathing oxygen, I'm not going to hold my breath for Kaiser to do the right thing. What say you? Have you been, have you received a letter saying that your employer wants you back now because they no longer have enough employees? It's absolutely despicable. And I also predicted this would happen, which is why you need to stand strong. I am here with you every step of the way. And I'm grateful that you are with me as we are marching this all the way to heaven. Can't wait to read your comments. And I can't wait to see you back here. I'm here Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Pacific. Don't wait for a notification from YouTube. They're not going to send it, but do resubscribe. It means a lot when you share and like and comment on the video. And that's one way that we can outwit the nitwits and get past this shadow banning of the algorithm. Thanks, everybody, and I'll see you soon.